coming up on The Potter's Touch.
I want to talk. Is there anybody been in a valley? Wave your hand at me. God says, right in your valley is where your faith is proven. When the odds are against you and you're backed up against the wall, that's when you show what you are really made of. When you are about to pass out and you say, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. That's how you prove that you are legit. Dig ditches. When the minstrel began to play, the spirit of prophecy came into the atmosphere. The word of knowledge came into the atmosphere. An uplifting spirit came into the atmosphere. A prophetic utterance came into the atmosphere. And as the minstrel began to play, we've seen this before, haven't we? You remember when the demons were in Saul and they called David to play his instrument. The instrument all by itself, without the lyrics, without a song, without a voice, just the music itself created such an atmosphere that the demons had to flee. Play that thing again. I'm gonna drive some demons out of this place today. The demon of doubt, the demon of fear, the demon of stress, the demon of worry, the demon of perplexity, the demon of failure, the demon of fear. You got to. Now watch this. Because the minstrel created an atmosphere, a prophetic word came through. And Elijah looked up and said, thus saith the Lord, dig ditches in your valley. Wait a minute, God. I'm not asking you for no more work. I came down here because I want water. But water requires work. And God, without explaining it, tells people who have been walking in a desert 7 days without water to dig your own ditch. But I'm tired, Lord. But I'm weak, Lord. But I'm faint, Lord. This is the wrong time in my life for you to ask me to dig. If you'd have asked me 5 days ago, it'd have been better. But you're asking a faint man to dig. Dig ditches is to create space. Create capacity. How much water you gonna send? How much ditch you gonna dig? Y'all didn't get that. I'm going home. Y'all can't handle that. Y'all can't handle that. You'll run out of ditch before I run out of water. According to your capacity, I'm going to bless you according to your capacity. How much ditch can you dig? Whatever you dig, I'm going to fill it. So you can't blame nobody if you only got a trickle of water. It's only because you only dug a little bitty. If you'd have dropped that hole and got you a shovel. When he says to them to dig your own ditches or to dig ditches in your valley, he's saying, how much I respond to you is up to you. How much can you dig? I won't do anything till I see you dig. I am a God who responds to capacity. If I would have blew more breath in Adam than he had lungs, I'd have killed him. I blow in according to your capacity to receive. That's why I told you not to be jealous of other people. Because I gave him what he could handle. And I'll give you what you can handle. Comparing yourselves with one another is not wise. Because I'm going to respond to you on the level of your capacity. Now, somebody in this room is just raring to throw your hands up and say, increase my capacity. I was praying several years ago and I was asking God to increase my capacity to receive because I had received to the level of my capacity and I was believing God to do something in my finances. And the moment in our service several years ago when Tyler Perry laid hands on me and everybody was freaking out about it, what they don't know is that I had been up there praying. To increase my capacity to receive on another level. And the level I was praying in, he was the only one in the building. And the reason I submitted to it is that some people can enlarge you. Because they have faith to believe on a level you have not experienced. They can strengthen your cords and lengthen your stakes. That's what the symposium was about yesterday. It was about stretching you beyond the parameters of your normal, increasing your capacity. Dig ditches in your valley. That's kind of like a hole in a hole. The valley was actually a riverbed anyway. Wow. Go ahead. And you want me to dig ditches in what was already a valley? In other words, for what I'm going to give you, your capacity is not big enough. I gotta take you deeper. Yeah. I don't know who I'm preaching to. But God says, that little trench, that little natural trench you have in your life is not going to be enough to sustain you for what I have planned for you. Is beyond what you had planned for yourself. So you need to be enlarged enough to dig a ditch in a valley is to put a hole in a hole. Let me show you this. Let me show you this way. The widow was getting ready to sell her kids and pay off her debts, because she was in debt. And the prophet Elijah came to her and said, borrow vessels. Wait. I'm already in debt. And then he says, borrow not a few. Because what God is getting ready to pour, you got to have enough capacity. Watch this. So they borrowed all the vessels they could and brought them into the widow's house. And out of what she had, there was a flow. And as long as there was a capacity, there was a flow. The Bible says as long as they had an empty vessel, the oil flowed. Because God fills all open space. God won't stop till your hunger stops. God won't stop till your thirst stops. You don't want the vision to be subjugated and destroyed by needless time invested in correcting bad mistakes. A bad mistake can set you back 40 years.
Anytime I'm overwhelmed by my responsibilities, that is the point. You have not built the right structure for the weight load you have.
Our goal and purpose in life under Christ is to love and to help one another. And that's the mission of GPS. Together, we can touch lives, helping the hurting, encouraging the hopeless, feeding the hungry, and so much more.
Visit gpspartner.org and find out how you can help and find out how you can impact the lives of generations to come. We are all one global family touching the world with God's love.
He that hungers and thirsts has capacity. I fill you according to your capacity. If you were hungry, I would fill you. If you were thirsty, I would fill you. If you would dig your ditches deeper, I would send more water to you than you could ever imagine. I will open up a flow in your life that will blow your mind. So you know what the enemy does? He comes to numb your thirst. To make you think that all you have is all there is. That your life is not going to get any better, that it's not going to get any richer, that it's not going to get any fuller, that you just have to settle for this. This is all you're going to ever be. This is all you're going to ever do. This is all. After all, look at what you've been through. Look at what happened to you. Look at what happened in your life. Look at who your mama was. Look at who your daddy was. Look at where you didn't go to school. Look at what you didn't get. Look at how you lost your job. Look, he will try to talk you into not digging your ditch. But I came to tell hell I got a shovel. I got me a shovel, and I'm looking for me a bulldozer. I'm looking for me a bulldozer. Because I don't have time to be playing around with this shovel. I'm too old to be shoveling now. I got to get on a bulldozer for where I'm trying to go right now. Increase me. That some folk go to the same service that other folk go to, and some get something and some don't. Some lives are changed and some aren't. Why is it that you can raise 5 or 6 kids in the same house and 2 of them get it and 4 of them don't? Capacity. They didn't hunger for it. They wouldn't dig ditches in their valley. They didn't see it as an opportunity to receive. They took it for granted. And they didn't dig ditches. And now they don't have it. Why is it that your grandmama could cook and you could eat and brag about her cooking, and now she's dead and you don't have the recipe?
Well.
You ate the food, but you didn't dig the ditch. Dig ditches in your valley. Lord, I'm faint and I'm in a valley, and you want me to dig from a low place. Anybody can dig from a high place, but you want me to dig from a low place. My emotions are shot. My nerves are fried. These people are driving me crazy. And you want me to dig anyway? Dig in your valley. I want to talk. Is there anybody been in a valley? Wave your hand at me. God says, right in your valley is where your faith is proven. When the odds are against you and you're backed up against the wall, that's when you show what you are really made of. When you are about to pass out and you say, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. That's how you prove that you are legit. Dig ditches in your, good God of mercy. Oh my God. I think you should. I feel God talking to somebody. I'm giving you the word, but you're receiving a message. I'm telling you a Bible story, but it's speaking to your story. And God is giving somebody directions right now about what he expects for you to do to get the breakthrough in your life. Just when they counted you out, just when they thought you wouldn't be back, just when they said you'd never be nothing, just when you were backed against the wall, just when you were tired and wanted to quit, just when you were frustrated and people had plucked your nerve, God said, dig. Slap somebody and say, dig. If you dig right now, something is going to happen. If you dig right now, something is going to move. If you dig right now, God is going to respond in your life. Anybody ready to dig this morning? Can I go deeper? So he says to him, dig ditches in your valley. Now, I'm the prophet. He says, I give you the word, but I'm not going to dig for you. I learned that it was not my job to do the digging. It took me about 20 years to figure that out. Every time I had a memory, something went wrong or some kind of scandal broke out or people wrote a blog or they talked about something, I thought it was always my fault. It is not my job to do your digging. Once I give you the word of God, I go to bed. I take a nap every Sunday. If it ain't but 15 minutes, I take a, I mean, it ain't really a nap. When you slobber, it ain't a nap. I go out. Eyes up in my head where they have to put a mirror under my nose, see if I'm still breathing. Because my greatest release is to give you the word. And what you do with it is up to you. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, ain't nobody gonna dig for you.
Yes, sir.
I told him, Brother Oedipus, I said, all of that stuff we were talking yesterday, that amazing information in the symposium and being exposed to all of that is good, and everybody was all excited. I said, but they don't understand, the courses are not like the symposium. Because when you take a course, you got to do your own digging. Now, when you're in a symposium, you took a few notes out of what I dug. But when you take the course, you got to dig your own ditch. Want your marriage to work?
dig your own ditch. You want your marriage to work, you got to dig your own ditches. You got to be vulnerable. You got to do stuff when you're tired. You got to make room for what you pray for. You single and you living it up. You go when you want to. You come back when you want to. You don't have to do nothing. That's fine. You like that? You better stay like that, because the Lord, for what it's worth, the Lord told me to share with you what this message boils down to. Is make room for what's coming next. Make room. Who am I preaching to? Make room. You don't understand how hard it is to make room for something you haven't got yet. You don't know how hard it is to go back and command these armies that are about to faint. You got work to do. I thought y'all went up there to get some water. No, we came back with some work. Because the water is in the work. So you have to dig your own dish. I can want the best for you all I want to. I can believe in you. I can pray for you. I can undergird you. I can even be there for you. But I can't dig for you. I'm learning that as I get up. I cannot dig for you. I used to think that just because I wanted you to have it, I could almost make you take it. But I can't. Some of you are experiencing that with your own loved ones. You want more for them than they want for themselves. And you sit up there feeling guilty and feeling bad. The truth of the matter is, everybody has to dig your own ditch. Now, this is the part I like. And none of that's the part I like. This is part of the prophecy I like. He said, when you dig your own ditches, this is the word of the Lord. There will be no wind. There will be no wind. In other words, there will be no sign. You won't see the clouds gather or hear the lightning flash. It won't look like it's about to happen. There will be no, that's who. There will be, I love this verse, there will be no wind. Wait a minute. There will be no rain. You won't see this coming. What I'm getting ready to do for you is not coming through the natural. There will be no wind. Oh my God, somebody just hit them right in their belly. They just realized God is talking right to you. There will be no wind. There will be no rain. There will just be water. Now, I don't know whether the digging broke up the water that was under them. I don't know whether they dug till they hit something or whether they dug till he created something. All I know is that it didn't come down, it came up. Am I preaching this morning? It came,
Woo! It came out of nowhere. It came out of nowhere. There was no sign it was going to get better. There was no rain saying it was going to get better. Counseling hadn't worked. Therapy hasn't worked. Training hasn't worked. Fussing hadn't worked. Crying hasn't worked. Being depressed hadn't worked. There will be no wind. There will be no rain. This shot. Oh my God, I hope you're receiving this. There will be no wind. There will be no rain. But I swear, there will be water.
You can worship God anytime, anywhere. Strengthen your relationship with God even when you're not in church. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Bishop T.D. Jakes' amazing message, Blessed by the Blood, as well as an exclusive set of He Paid For It blessing cards. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll receive Blessed by the Blood, our blessed sticker, and the Communion Collection, where Bishop and Sarita Jakes guide you through the wonderful practice of communion. For your gift of $175 or more, you'll receive Bishop Jakes' The Gospels box set. Deepen your understanding of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in this four-book scripture study companion. You'll also receive Blessed by the Blood, the Communion Collection, Blessed Sticker, and the brand new Guided Prayer Journal 100 Bold Prayers with Prayer Box. Praise God wherever you go. Call or go online now to receive your bundle today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dungeon.